What's up, bitches? Welcome to Listen, Bitch, with your host, Brandon Lynette. If this is your first time, then buckle up, Buttercup. I'm super excited. I just looked at the analytics again, and you bitches are on fire. Sharing my stuff, tuning in, make sure you're subscribed. I think my husband and I talked a little bit about doing a giveaway with some Brandon swag to some loyal fans who have, subscribed, are on the email list, have shared on your Facebook page, all the things. I'm looking at this week or next in placing another order for some Listen Bitch podcast swag because I really am grateful. I appreciate you guys. I just want to reward you because I'm not going to monetize the podcast. But it's going to cost you a little bit. It costs you a little bit of time just to share the fuck out of this and to tell people to tune in, all the things. But listen, bitch, it is Monday. It is Monday. It's my favorite day of the week. I know, usually my Mondays, like I wake up and I take care of shit around the house. Like it's my house day. I don't get dressed. I don't put on makeup. I don't get online. I don't do a lot of the things. But I'll tell you what I do, and that is microdose. So we are going for another half gram tomorrow. We're gonna do it and see if I can spend the 30 minutes I spent on the couch freaking out outside in the sun tomorrow. It is supposed to be a little bit sunny, maybe chilly, but the weather was fucking gorgeous today in Michigan. But yeah, so I put up a post anyway in Listen Bitch in the Facebook group. And I'm like, what are we going to talk about this week? I have today and tomorrow covered. If you are tuning in tomorrow, we are going to talk about relationships. More specifically, a toxic relationship with someone who is narcissistic and just all the things. And I'm going to be honest, bitch. You may not like what I have to say tomorrow. I know that sometimes, like, I'm a little abrasive and I'm just kind of straight to the point because I have wasted so much time in my life just thinking about the things and dwelling on them. And nothing really changed in my life until I took massive action and fucking flipped the script. So it's not that I don't have sympathy. I do have compassion. I do have love. I do have understanding. But how long are you going to tolerate bullshit? You know what I mean? But anyway, that's tomorrow's podcast. Make sure you are subscribed so you do not miss an episode. They come out every morning, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. Eastern, unless the Wi-Fi is trying to cock block me. And that has happened. But I want to talk about mushrooms today. You know, mushrooms. I microdosed twice this last week. And then I used my me product on the off days that I was not microdosing. And I'm gravy, baby. Like I am still in my creative zone. I am still in that just high frequency vibration of just joy and peace, unbothered as fuck. Unbothered, even with like pending situations that I could easily get anxious about. Like I have a situation coming up. I shared about it last week. Like I have to be in a room with people who do not deserve to be in my energy. I find myself still gravitating towards worrying about that. But it's not consuming. Like Brandon 3 years ago probably would have stayed in bed until the situation happened, thinking of all the worst possible things. And then when it was over, I'd be like, oh, that wasn't so bad. It wasn't so bad. Am I still happy that people that should not get to be in a room with me get to be in a room with me? Yes. Like I'm just grossed out, but it's not consuming me. But I still feel that normal human tendency to lean towards that, to kind of lean into my excuses, to just let myself get into that anxious zone. And if I've learned anything this week, it is really that we are solidly, 100% without a doubt, co-creators of our life. We get to choose any situation, any event, anything, and we can make it what we want. Is this your body just telling you to slow down? Is this your body just telling you to be mindful? Are you really sick? Are you not taking care of yourself? Any situation, you get to choose the outcome. So you ask yourself the questions. If you don't like the answer, you get to flip the script. So yeah, I'm excited about microdosing tomorrow. You guys know psilocybin is my jam. I'm flirting with the idea of literally like, I just want to start my own mushroom business where I can grow every strain of mushrooms, not just psilocybin, but all of it. Like I drink a cup of earth every day. I rotate between these mushroom blends. One of them has seven different mushrooms in it. One of them has 10. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with everything I get from that. I call it my cup of earth. If you follow my Facebook stories, I'm sure you've seen it. It looks like fucking mud water. And I chew most of it and I'm okay with it. Like I know the benefit I get from it. And I can feel every single day when I drink that. There was a day that I did miss, like 2 days this week that I didn't get to drink my stuff. And I felt the difference. I felt the difference in my clarity, in my creativity, in my conversation, in my patience, like in all the things. But I want to talk about a mushroom specific. I did just order something on Amazon. It's a liquid and it's got this mushroom in it. And I think it's called chaga. Chaga. Listen, bitch, this is where you realize like Brandon doesn't know shit because I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. I don't know. I just know I read some shit on it. My husband sent me some information on it, and I knew I had to go ahead and give this a full front experiment of putting it at the forefront of all the mushrooms I take. It is a legal mushroom, but there's a lot of ways that it can benefit your life. Like mushrooms have been used for hundreds of years for medicinal purposes, for health purposes, for all the things and all the functions of all the mushrooms. Chaga's rated as one of the most powerful. So let's get into them. We think that this is what I thought, okay? Like I just think I can get a mushroom garden, I plant the shit in the ground and it grows and that's how this works. Well, my husband let me know that this shit grows on birch trees. Okay, I didn't know. So now I'm gonna have to figure out like how can I plant a birch tree so I can grow some chaga mushrooms. But it grows on birch trees and it's mostly in cold places like fucking Siberia. Okay. I think my beautiful Canadians have it available there too. But this has been used in Europe and Russia to improve your health and immunity. And what they would do, like, I think the most beneficial way to take mushrooms, and bitch, I'm not just talking about psilocybin, okay? So we're not talking like funny mushrooms. I'm talking like legit, all types of mushrooms have a benefit. And this just happens to actually be legal and it's not psychedelic, okay? But they would grate it into powder and brew it as a tea. So it's definitely, I ordered it as liquid just because I was reading the reviews and I feel like, man, they're onto something with like this liquid thing. It's like when you boil the tea, you kind of take out the impurities and the toxins. But if you look at a chaga mushroom, they look like burnt charcoal. But like inside of this is where, you know, it's where the magic happens. This mushroom is known as black gold. And it's really just a high, it's a high antioxidant. In fact, when I Googled these mushrooms, I saw a comment or like in a thread where someone said that it has the oxygen radical absorbance capacity of 146,000. That is so crazy. It's crazy. So it has strong antioxidant activity for scavenging free radicals. So I mean, listen, bitch, what the fuck does that mean? Free radicals are the shit that's naturally produced in your body through exposure to chemicals, pollution, like fucking bullshit, okay? We have free radicals from all of. I know you all felt that pause because you could probably hear my 4-year-old coming in saying, "Excuse me, mom, I'm sorry to interrupt." Listen, bitch, she's not sorry, but I handled the situation. Everything's fine. So let's just go back to free radicals. This shit is crazy. So what happens is like they're fucking reactive and they're unstable, much like your ex-boyfriend, okay? They seek out other shit in your body to take away an electron or give them an extra one, and it just like keeps breeding more free radicals. So this is fucking up and destroying your cells. It fucks up your DNA. Free radicals are fucking killing us, okay? When too many are produced, that's when we like stress the fuck out, and this contributes to aging or disease, like your cancers, your fucking heart disease, your diabetes. So, bitch, why am I sharing this with you? Because chaga mushrooms, because of their high antioxidant content, they have free radical scavengers and they're fucking strong. They seek the shit out and donate an electron to neutralize it. So they're like, all right, bitch, we're done with the battle going on inside your body. Everybody calm the fuck down. And if we're thinking about our bodies being energy and everything around us being energy, these free radicals have a life of their own. They're like, seek and destroy, motherfucker. We're going to keep you unbalanced. We're going to keep you feeling fucked. So when I'm drinking my earth water, and this is not psychedelic mushrooms, bitch, okay? Let's just make that clear. We're talking about other mushrooms. When I drink this stuff, I have an incredible calming, soothing effect. It is just still that benefit of mushrooms. Maybe not the same impact as the psychedelic mushrooms that I take, but I still feel that calmness, that joy. So, bitch, if you want to be healthy, if you've got colds all the time, you're feeling sick, you're feeling run down, I mean, what do you have to lose of like chugging some chaga? Okay. Is it chaga, chaga? I don't fucking know. You can correct me later. I don't give a shit. You can Google it, C-H-A-G-A. But this is huge. They complement your system and they're like just fucking soldiers that come in and handle the shit. And they produce specific proteins that are like the chemical messengers. Like they carry the conversation to stimulate your white blood cells. And I'm not a fucking doctor, but we all know white blood cells are like the front of the line when it comes to infections or bacteria. That's their first responder. So this is just like a fucking immune booster all the way around. I used to take a turmeric supplement. I even had my husband taking it, and I never really felt a difference in that. It's supposed to be a big inflammatory superfood is what they call it. And this is another one of your immune system's defense mechanisms, right? Against injury, against infection. And it responds by treating or repairing it. Or it signals, like it's signaling your body, like, hey, bitch, wake the fuck up. You've got a bacteria infection or you've got a virus. We have to fight this shit. And like some inflammation is necessary, but chronic shit, this is where you're getting fucking heart disease, your type 2 diabetes. Can we talk about Alzheimer's? This. If you have too much chronic inflammation, bitch, you're losing your fucking mind literally. And this is another thing that feeds cancer. So, I mean, I'm cheering for the chaga. I'm cheering for it. There isn't anything in the world that can prevent cancer. But this is one of those things that has strong anti-cancer properties. And I just explained why, because it's the fucking, you know, good guys coming in to beat the fuck out of the bad guys. And you just have to give your body a chance and trust that. I mean, I know they're doing studies. Nothing is 100%. Nothing is whatever. There's always going to be an exception to the rule. But what do you have to lose in, you know, gaining some clarity? These aren't magic mushrooms. You're not going to get high. You're not going to feel psychoactive. You're just going to build your immune system. You're going to get rid of some of those inflammatory tendencies that your bodies have. But I'm fucking excited. I'm excited. I'm going to start this. Amazon should be delivering it tomorrow, bitch. So we're going to start putting it in our tea and I'll let you know what I feel. Cause I'm fucking aware as fuck. When my body is full and present, I am like almost toxically aware of everything that is happening in my body. So I'll be able to tell if there's a difference. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm super excited. Chaga is the highlight of today's conversation. I know a few of you ordered my tea mix off of Amazon. If you are in my Facebook group, you can go to the link where I share a few of my favorite things and the mushrooms that I drink every day. I shared the links to both of them. I'm obsessed. Obsessed is probably an understatement. But I want to just remind you guys of something else that is really, really important. When you're taking something, when you are looking to plant medicine, there's a reason. right? Like my intention with the microdosing of the shrooms and all the shit, there was intention. It was like, look, I just want more of me to come out. I want to stop being so afraid of who I really am. And I want to remind myself that I'm safe, I'm loved, I'm held, right? That I just wanted that connection to feel closer to God, and not in a way that I get with meditation, because meditation takes me so far out of this realm. It's almost scary sometimes. Like I just go to other dimensions, and it is so beautiful. It is so loving that it is hard to want to come back to the space. Mushrooms bring me back to the space, and they remind me that Earth is my place right now. Like Earth and I are connected. And that is my intention when I journal about it. And every time I microdose, I write a journal intention. This is where the magic comes in, you guys. I know you've seen this somewhere. They call it spelling. Those words are spelling because your words are like spells. You're creating magic. You write it down and it is so. That's the truth. Written word is so fucking powerful. So I want you to come on with intention. Like my intention with the Shaga mushrooms is that, bitch, I'm just reinforcing a badass army I have already. Like I feel fucking great. I don't even know the last time I had a cold was. And even, bitch, I got COVID like all y'all. And all it was for me was a fucking headache. My husband was on his deathbed. Like, I mean, he's there with a common cold. So you can imagine, like, he was just like fucked up. He didn't come downstairs at all. I had a fucking headache. That was it. And I feel like that intention of the products that I take of turning to plant medicine and turning to natural healing and trying to be aware and conscious. Am I 100% good to my body? No, it is not clean. It is not clean. Brandon still partakes in the margaritas and Jameson. Like, there's still some fuckery. Okay. It's not 100%, but 85% of my life, I make a conscious effort with intention of like, this feels good to me. I'm going to take this. And this is what I want from this product. It's just a matter of appreciating what the earth is giving to us. The earth is healing. The sun is healing. The energy is healing. You just have to harness it. And you can't harness it until you are aware. Till you're fully aware that everything in the environment is playing into who you are. If you live in the city and you're breathing in that fucking toxic fume every single day, that's a thing. And if you're not consciously getting your body to build up against that and to tune into nature, to take yourself out of the city sometimes, you're fucking yourself up. I don't know. I can't imagine that it is healthy. But I know some people, they love it. They thrive there. They thrive. But it's still important that you are using nature for what it was given. And that was to survive, to thrive, to grow. And we take that for granted. We take it for granted with all this man-made bullshit, all this laboratory bullshit. Our food, half of it isn't even fucking real. It's just recreated in a lab and made to taste really good. So we don't care, right? Like I literally, where I bartend, we have this thing called an Impossible Burger. And it's vegetarian. And people are like, have you tried it? I'm like, nope, I like meat. And every single fucking person has told me to try this. And I mean, I have people that come in religiously for this every single week. We have to have it. It's so fucking good. They're like, we eat meat too, but this just tastes so good. Bitch, it's a piece of wannabe meat. Like, what is in it that's making it taste so good? Just them saying it tastes so good. I'll never try it. For what? It is a fucking laboratory created wannabe of something that nature has already given us. And I was vegetarian for a long fucking time. Legit. I was. I didn't know. I didn't do my research. I didn't know shit. So I was like eating all the soy and wondering why I wasn't feeling good. I wasn't really healthy. I'm like, bitch, I'm vegetarian. Like I should feel good. I should be, you know, I should have this crazy vitality, this like youthful appearance, like all the things. No, none of that, because I was just eating fake shit. Laboratory made food. I promise that, you know, respectfully, if you were eating, you know, a farm raised cow or chicken, it's going to be a lot healthier for you than the bullshit that they're putting out in the market and just labeling it as meat. So, yeah, I love nature. I'm still for eating meat 100%. Like, I just want to eat meat all the time. My husband's like, what? I'm like, what are we doing for the week? What are we eating? He's like, what do you want? I'm like, I just want meat. I just want some meat. I love it. It makes me feel good. I feel, strong, all the things. Like, I love meat, but it's got to be real meat, not the fake shit. But I digress, bitch. Listen, Microdose Monday. I'm taking a big one tomorrow because I can, because I fucking can, and I'm excited. And my intention tomorrow is to kind of shift some gears because I have all of these ideas. Like, my creative bubble does not stop. Like, I just get excited and I want to do all the things. So tomorrow's microdose comes with the intention of channeling what's next. Like, I'm gonna tell you guys, I fucking love recording this podcast. I love it. And it is, I mean, it's late. My husband already went to bed. The girls are tired. I've been sitting on the couch for 2 hours. Like, I'm gonna fall asleep. I'm gonna fall asleep. I just literally didn't feel like I wanted to walk in here and do this. And I'm like, wait a minute, but you love it. And as soon as I sat down in this chair and I turned on Zoom, I'm like, hell yeah. I fucking love this. Even on the days where we've been running around and I'm exhausted. I've been up since like 4 in the morning. I just am excited to still be here and I fucking love it. And I think, what's next? Like, I feel like I want to be doing more. How can I make this more present or more, how can I get this in front of other people, like in your ears? And part of that, bitch, is because you're amazing and you're sharing this and you're posting it on your page and you're telling your friends and your family and everyone. And I don't stop talking about it, but there has to be something else, right? There's a little more. So tomorrow's intention is like, all right, I really just want to kind of connect with myself and the energy of the universe to feel the natural progression of like, do I stay here for a minute or can I push the gas a little bit harder and put out a little more? Like maybe I need to start repping on TikTok again or doing the things. And that's kind of in the back of my mind. So that's my intention. And anything you're going to do that is plant-based, even if you're taking my meat product, a lot of you have ordered that, you have to journal. Journal your intention. What you want to see, how you're going to recognize the change, how you're feeling now, and then you just progress and you keep track of that progression so you can see how far you've come. There's so much of my journey. I'm going to tell you guys, there's so much of my journey that I did not journal for so many reasons. Like, I felt shame. I felt like I can't confess this on paper because that makes it real. I'm a fucking loser and I'm shooting myself in my foot and I'm self-sabotaging everything I do. So I didn't track that progress. And so it's just that mental knowledge. It's not enough. And now I just like, I don't give a fuck. I write down all of my shortcomings, everywhere I failed, everywhere I'm like sabotaging myself, and I'm checking patterns. Like, half of the battle is recognizing patterns. And I feel like definitely microdosing has changed my perspective to be able to see those patterns without judgment. I can see them as just part of my growing progression. I'm exactly where the fuck I need to be right now. And you in this moment, whatever you're doing, whatever is around you, you are meant to be in this specific moment, all of this. Right now, you needed to be here. You needed to be present. And I want you to come into that awareness, come into that awareness. I know meditation is hard. And lately, like, whatever, retrograde, all the things, like, meditation has been really uncomfortable for me. Like, sitting still has been just like, ugh. When I'm just trying to release the present thought. But part of like setting your intention is to get the fuck out of your own way. Just shut the fuck up, bitch. Get out of your own way. Just stop thinking, stop talking, and do the things. I talked about a podcast for a long time before I actually pulled the trigger. Talking about it wasn't going to get me anywhere. So what are you talking about that you need to pull the trigger on? Set your intentions. If you want to turn to plant therapy, then fucking do it. Do it. I think I'm the only person in the world that doesn't smoke weed. Like, I'm just being honest. A lot of fucking people do, and that's their therapy. And I support that. I mean, I love that, I could bake brownies for my husband and he takes that for like his back pain and all the things rather than fucking, Percocet or some addictive fucking chemical bullshit, right? I'm going to advocate for plant medicine my whole life because there's so much intention there. And it's true with like even I feel like I just want to launch my own mushroom business. Like I'm feeling that. I feel it. It's probably years away, but I'm setting that intention and I'm putting it out to the universe. Like I want to flirt with this because I know I would pray over the soil. I would call in the sun's energy. I mean, I would just make it a whole, it would be like God's garden, bitch. Totally his whole hand in there of just like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So God, work your magic. Thank you for the sun. Thank you for the water. Thank you for the seasons. Thank you for every fucking thing that's going to contribute to that. I'm already saying thank you. Like I love the soil that my mushrooms are growing in. I love the sun. I love the rain. Like I'm just all the love and intention. And I put that in my journal with the same thing of like, what's next? What's next? So journal your intentions and maybe no bitch, tomorrow I'm not going to grow a fucking garden of mushrooms. I'm not. It's probably years down the road, but it's about planting seeds. So it's not like, fuck, I can't do it right now, so I'm just going to forget about it. Right? It's like my husband wants to have every fucking dream car in the driveway. And it's not a matter of, no bitch, we can't have every car right here overnight in our driveway. That doesn't mean you give up and stop dreaming. It's just like, all right, let's put it out to the universe and give it time. He wanted a dream bike, and that piece of shit's in our garage. As much as I hate it, it was still his dream bike. It's there. He didn't give up. And no matter how much he may not be in love with it now, because sometimes we want things that aren't good for us. Sometimes we want things that aren't meant to be in our life. And it's just a lesson. It's a lesson or a blessing. And sometimes it's both. But you've got to set the intention of whatever it is you want to do. Chaga mushrooms. I'll let you guys know. I'm going to start taking those. I mean, it comes tomorrow, so I probably won't put it in my tea until like Tuesday morning. So I'll let you guys know if there's any explosive changes or all the things. But I can just tell you, even just with my cup of earth that I drink every day, there's a big difference on the days I don't drink it. And it's not a completely negative thing. It's just I can tell, like, ooh, I didn't have my mushrooms today. It's a very like light, subtle change, subtle difference. But I'm going to continue. I'll microdose twice this week, and the rest of the week I'll be taking my me products. I take one every morning and it has been dreamy for me. There is like maybe 30-minute window. Even that makes me a little sleepy. And I know that's just my brain like slowing down because I'm trying to get ahead of myself in everything. So I just use that time to breathe. Just to like conscious breathe. When is the last time you actually just fucking sat there and consciously took breaths, you know? And the truth, you should not be a mouth breather. Bitch, if you, I would kill you. You could not sit next to me if you were a mouth breather. But I know there was like this huge Chinese study about breathing in through your nose. That's an important thing. So just being conscious, breathing in through your nose and being aware of your lungs and your stomach, everything expanding and then pushing out all the air, knowing every time that you breathe out, you're breathing out all that negative energy. If you can make a conscious air, you know, just the awareness of like breathing in love and light and then pushing out that shit, when the product kind of kicks in and I feel that little bit of drowsiness, it does, it lasts like 30 minutes. I'm like, bitch, you got to breathe. You got to breathe. I can't journal because I'll start to fall asleep. So I make sure I journal before. It's always like some days I really have to journal before I meditate so I can set my intention. And some days I really feel like, all right, bitch, let's just get into meditation. And then I journal afterwards. So there's not a set schedule on what I do. But if you are in my Listen Bitch Facebook group, let me know if you are looking for some journal ideas because sometimes like we get stuck on our intention. We get so caught up in what's currently in front of our face that we're just like, like we're just fucking stuck. So what I do is I just set a journal intention of like, okay, I'm just going to journal about this and free write until something flows, until I feel emotionally connected to the words on the page. So it really works for me. But thanks for tuning in today, bitch. It's going to be amazing. This week is fucking amazing. You know why? Because you're going to make it amazing because you know you get to choose. You get to choose how you react to shit. You get to choose the feelings and the emotions you want to hold on to. You get to choose what's next. That's it. You're choosing. You're choosing. Decide. Decide and do the things. So I love you. I'll keep you guys posted and tune in tomorrow so we can talk about toxic relationships. I know this is, everyone's going to tune into this because I know, bitch, we've all been there. I know love is hard to find, especially because most of the time we're looking at it from other people instead of kind of starting with ourselves. Okay. So, yeah, it's going to be the Brandon show where I preach to you about self-love before anything else. And you're going to be like, oh my God, but no. And I get it. Kick and scream. Still tune in. Listen, I promise you're going to get a lot out of tomorrow's conversation. So, bye, bitch.